A young country in Africa is flooded with violence and human suffering. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A volatile country has few people to help and offers danger to those who might. But our first story today isn't without hope. And the pro-life movement is much bigger than a bullet point on the political spectrum. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But first, over the weekend, seven aid workers were ambushed and killed in South Sudan as they delivered food. War and famine has the world's youngest nation on the brink of collapse. The UN Secretary General is accusing government leaders of virtually ignoring their nation's plight. And yet, hope remains, because God's word is reaching a people group that's often overlooked, the deaf. Rob Myers of Door International.
There was one particular passage that was brought back to the deaf community after it was translated, and it was Genesis chapter 18. It's the story of Abraham receiving three strangers and showing hospitality to them. And that story had an incredibly radical impact on the deaf people who were there. They've seen their family members killed. They've seen friends killed. Betrayal is a very real issue in South Sudan. One of the women explained why the passage had such meaning to her, and what she signed to our leaders, she said, God's word is teaching us that we don't need to allow our past experiences to hinder us. Instead of being suspicious and instead of living in fear, God's calling her and calling other people in the deaf community to come together and to begin to trust again.
And sometimes a God story transcends headlines, such as the case of Peter Yashek, a Voice of the Martyrs colleague, recently pardoned from state crimes in Sudan and now back home in the Czech Republic. VOM's Todd Nettleton sat down with Yashek to talk about his experience. Yashek shared his cell with ISIS fighters, so he was often beaten and mocked. Among the things Yashek shared was the verse that brought comfort to him when he was most distressed.
Svatý, 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 Hospodin Bůh zástupů, ten, který byl, který je a který přichází.
It was not a verse about setting captives free. Rather, it was a verse about the holiness of God from Revelation 4:8. And it changed his perspective.
At the right moment, God gave him the right verses, and just he testified to how faithful God was through those 14 months in a Sudanese prison.
I've put the links to Yashek's interview in our story at missionnews.org. And even while you listen, Yashek is asking you to continue to pray for the two Sudanese men who were arrested with him.
Peter was pardoned by Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Those charges don't exist anymore. These two men are in prison for aiding and abetting him on this activity that now has been pardoned. So in theory, you know, they aided and abetted something that now we say legally didn't happen, so they should go home too.
And let's do a little word association. I say pro-life. What do you think of? Abortion? Babies? While these things have a lot to do with pro-life, Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothimer says there's more to it. For example, what does being pro-life have to do with refugees and immigrants in your community?
When you're going to be involved in the issues of abortion or infanticide or reaching out to people that are, in a sense, orphaned, you know, these refugees, that takes action. That's going to take my time, sometimes my money, and my concern and my love. And that, to me, is what the sanctity of human life ethic is all about, is where we say, whatever it takes, we're going to extend ourselves, we're going to look beyond ourselves, and we're going to help these people who have such a need.
Check out the full story on missionnews.org for some specific ways that you can encourage local refugees in the name of Christ.
The statement I would close with from the scripture is Psalm 82, 3 and 4. It says, give justice to the weak and the fatherless, maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked. That's our job as the church today. And I think any church that's willing to do that will be a stronger church, will be a blessed church.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.